The government's furious response to being blindsided by the British government and the amount of money investment funds are spending on our housing stock are two of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the government's response to reports that the British government plans to prevent the prosecution of soldiers accused of crimes during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Taoiseach Micheál Martin warned that any unilateral move away from the Stormont House agreement would be a breach of trust, while Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, who met with Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis on Wednesday, said that there had been no heads up from London about the move. The Belfast Telegraph also leads with this story, reporting that the proposal has sparked fury since it would also provide blanket protection from prosecution for former paramilitaries. Sinn Féin MP John Finucane, whose father Pat was murdered by the UDA, called the plans an outright attack on the justice system. The lead story in the Irish News, meanwhile, quotes Mark Thompson of Relatives for Justice, describing the timing of the announcement on the same day as the inquest into the Ballymurphy massacre as deliberately insensitive. Cuckoo funds are spending €53 million a week on average buying housing estates. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which bases its figures on the €696 million already spent by investment funds in the first 3 months of this year. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that although HSE boss Paul Reid is writing to maternity units to ask them to lift visitor restrictions, the final decision will rest with each hospital. The abolition of the law preventing parents from naming children who were killed in violent circumstances generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports that a Congolese man who murdered Irish charity worker John Curran in South Africa in 2018 is to be jailed for 18 years. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the campaign to reward frontline healthcare staff for their dedication during the pandemic with extra leave or a one-off payment. The order requesting that a newlywed couple and their parents should appear in court after they held a wedding party for 120 people in a marquee in Longford this week in breach of COVID regulations provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. Drug-related crime in Ireland last year surged to levels not seen since the Celtic Tiger era. That's on the front of the Times, as is a report on how the Washington-based Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation suggests that COVID has caused more than 7,000 deaths in Ireland, which is 2,000 more than the official figure. Paul Cullen reports that previous predictions from the Institute related to the pandemic have turned out to be accurate. There's a story on the front of today's Independent about how Fern Allen, the daughter of Myrtle Allen, and her husband Owen Little have had to sell their stake in Ballymaloe Hotel and Restaurant as part of a personal insolvency arrangement. And the Independent also carries that report that Sunday Independent columnist Owen Harris has been dropped by the paper after he admitted his involvement in an anonymous Twitter account which was set up in February 2020. And finally, Amy Blaney has a story in today's Independent about the funeral of lifelong Daniel O'Donnell fan Margaret McCarthy in Inishannon, County Cork on Wednesday. Margaret's family had planned to play their mum's favourite song at her graveside, but they got quite a surprise when the undertaker announced that he had Daniel O'Donnell on the line to sing Beyond the Rainbow's End in person. Seemingly Daniel, who had already been in touch with the family, had been watching the funeral online and was so moved by references to how much his music meant to Margaret that he rang the undertaker and arranged for him to rig up a speaker for him to sing at her graveside. Margaret's daughter Anne says that it was an absolutely brilliant send-off for her mum.